Hi, guys. We're back with Family Affair for some more stories here.
Yeah, so when the high pressure set up, we're all kind of in a calm. I noticed some of the other boats were drifting around and sort of working their way further into the high, which is really counterintuitive to me. So I guess as navigator, one of the things I seek for is the wind pressure and the gradient to keep the boat moving. So some of the boats, when they split off, I was kind of confused, but it really paid off for them. They had to work a little bit harder to get through around the high, and then they were into headwinds for a few days. So it must have been really confusing, or not confusing, but challenging for them to see if their decision was going to pay off, because we were making some progress and they weren't, and they were sort of taking the winds right on the nose. But when they worked through it, they were on stronger wind angles, and they actually were about 150 miles closer to the finish than we were. So it was, my hats are off to them. They really had a good gamble, and it paid off for them.
It's amazing to see that they went a different route, and it actually paid off for them. Paul and I talked a lot about it, and decided that we were going to stay conservative. It didn't make sense to be stalled out any longer.
So you were kind of, as I noticed, more middle of the road. I see a lot of northerlies and way southerlies, and you were kind of like a little bit different than the two different ones that went both ways, right?
We took the traditional route, pretty much the same route that we took last time. And
so you raced together the prior race that you did last time?
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did you think you had a better race this time after the experience that you had prior?
Some things were better, but this was a very challenging race in that we were becalmed and didn't have that big storm. Last time it took us 14 days, and this time it took us 16 days because of being becalmed. That was rough in one way, but it was also enjoyable in another. We had a great barbecue on the boat and time to...
Did you bring in some fish?
We did bring in fish, yeah. Caught a tuna, actually two tuna, and then a yellowtail amberjack.
Did you end up running into a lot of, as we call it, trash?
Yeah, there's an incredible amount of debris out there on the ocean.
That's still from the Japanese?
Some of it, perhaps, but most of it's just from careless neglect and a lot of the fishing boats in other countries. And even here in America, we see a lot of trash on the streets that we just don't notice unless we're looking for it. And the winds and the rain eventually will wash that into local waterways, which take it out to the ocean. It's easy to blame other people, but here in America, a lot of the plastic problem out in the ocean comes from us. So pick up a piece of plastic if you see it around you. That's my mom.
We actually went plastic-free here on Maui.
Excellent.
We used to see them in the trees everywhere, and now we don't. So
yeah, that's nice.
Well, you guys, congratulations. You guys.